This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I preface this next story by pointing out to you that it is April, mid-April, in fact, and it has not been especially hot of late in Texas. Low 90s in and around Laredo, sure, but the rest of the state, 80s, even 70s. And yet, ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, that is, which operates the power grid there, is already worried about not being able to keep the lights on and has asked electricity suppliers not to schedule any maintenance today for fear that temperatures in the 80s are going to strain the grid. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trowall is on the "If it's that bad now, what the heck is summer going to be like?" beat for us today.
For a lot of Texans, it doesn't really feel like the kind of day you might need to worry about the grid.
Most people, you know, will walk outside and say, hey, it's not 100 degrees outside. Why is there an issue?
Joshua Rhodes with the University of Texas at Austin says the issue is April is when power plants do annual maintenance. That brings thousands of megawatts offline, making it harder for the grid to handle a burst of heat. Rhodes says climate change is shrinking those maintenance windows.
And so that puts an additional strain on the system because these power plants, they do need to take these outages.
Texas had a big outage in April of 2006, says energy consultant Doug Lewin.
At least some of the major metros had 100 degrees in April.
Too many power plants were under maintenance to meet demand during that temperature spike. But Lewin says one of the big differences between then and now is...
we do have a lot of wind and solar.
About 40,000 megawatts of wind and 20,000 of solar. Daniel Cohan is with Bryce University.
That extra solar supply, which... of course, comes when it's sunny and when our air conditioners are running most. That provided the difference last summer.
But energy demand in Texas keeps growing thanks to crypto mining, data centers, EVs, manufacturing, and more people moving to the state. Energy consultant David Blackman worries about having the right mix of energy sources since the sun doesn't always shine.
We don't really have adequate battery capacity to store the wind and solar electricity when it's generated in midday.
He says Texas shouldn't transition away from using natural gas to generate electricity until there are more advanced ways to store renewable energy. I'm Elizabeth Trowall for Marketplace.